welcome to our podcast of the week. Today we will be interviewing Alexandra, and we will start with the first question. Can you tell us about yourself and describe a brief background?
Definitely. Well, it's really nice to be here. Thank you for the invite. So my name is Alexandra. I was born and raised in Montreal, specifically in Beaconsfield. So I've lived here my whole life. And I graduated from JMSB 2-3 years ago. I completed a double major in marketing and management. And, you know, while I was actually in school, I actually joined the Student Works program, and I've been working with them for the past 5 years. So I'm entering my sixth year. Basically, my main responsibility is just coaching students on how to run their first business. And this year I'm working with a team of, we're 19. And I'd say, yeah, probably 17 of them are students from JMSB. So love to support them. And I'm actually currently pursuing some classes on the site to get my real estate license to potentially become a real estate broker. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's a bit about myself.
Perfect. Great. So here you manage your own successful painting company while being a student. So how was that experience overall? What was one of your biggest challenges and tips on overcoming this challenge?
Yeah, definitely. Well, of course, running a full-time business while being in full-time school, it's definitely hectic. It's a lot of commitments. I was taking 5 classes because I was trying to get my degree out of the way while working 30, 40 hours a week on my business. And I remember just sitting in class and getting calls from clients and getting emails and employees reaching out because they wanted to hear about the job. So it was definitely a lot going on at all times. But, you know, when I look back at it, it was so challenging in so many ways, but also just the most rewarding experience of my entire life. You know, learning how to acquire clients and sell jobs for the first time. I had never done sales before, recruiting a team, conducting interviews, managing people, managing clients. There was learning curves at each step of the way. Of course, it was not perfect. There was just so many learning opportunities throughout the process. But I would say the biggest challenge for sure was learning how to delegate, learning how to leverage a business, because I was someone who's always like kind of a hustler, someone who loves really being busy, working, being proactive. And when I started running my business, I thought, you know what, I should handle everything myself. I should be the person doing all the sales and doing all the marketing. I should deal with every client. I should produce all the jobs myself. I should make sure everything is getting done my way. And of course, there's a lot of drawbacks with that approach. You know, I was limited in terms of my sales. I couldn't really scale my business. I had done $150,000 worth of work in my first year, but I probably could have done $200,000 to $250,000 if I actually hired a team. Of course, there's impacts on burnouts. Like there were some weeks where I had just, you know, been in full-time school, had exams in April. I was also working 60 hours a week. So there's a lot of weeks where we're just so tiring. So delegation was really hard for me, just finding the right people to be in the right position so I could really delegate, give them some tasks, give them some responsibility. So that was definitely the biggest challenge and something that I continuously have to work on.
Great. My last question for me is, you are a district manager at Student Works Management Program, as you mentioned. So here, can you expand a bit more on what you do in this area and what you did really this year?
Yeah, definitely. So typically in the fall from September to usually, I'd say November, we're in our recruitment period. So typically we actually like, you know, do a lot of interviews with students from all over the Montreal, Ottawa area, Toronto area. And we do a lot of interviews to pick the best students to learn the ins and outs of running a business. And then we teach them everything. We teach them marketing, how to, you know, market a business, how to find clients. And then we teach them how to sell projects, so how to sell at a profitable rate and how to really influence clients and how to understand their needs. And then we teach them all about HR management, so how to hire a team and how to conduct interviews and how to manage a team and how to retain people and how to build a good team environment. And then we teach them all about production, of course, like just producing the jobs, making sure they're well done, ensuring customer satisfaction. And the way we go about teaching all these things is we do a couple of things with our team. So number one, each Monday, I have a weekly coaching max meeting with each person on my team. So I sit down for half an hour, 45 minutes, and we set up a game plan for the week. We look at their priorities around school, their priorities for their business. You know, we look at what they have to do to hit their targets, their goals. And then we do a lot of in-field training. So you know, I'm the one, you know, knocking on the doors of my teams for the first times. I'm the one booking their first projects, where I literally just sell the project in front of them. They just watch me so they could kind of see what that's like. And then I typically help them with their first interviews. So when it comes to time to hiring workers for the summer, I will be there, do the interviews so they could kind of watch me, you know, and see how that goes. And then when it comes to production time, then of course I'm on their first job sites just to kind of support, you know, make sure their crews are doing the great jobs. And of course, to ensure the clients are really happy at the end of the day. And then of course I'm an accountability partner. So every week I'm just here to hold people accountable to their goals, because of course, you know, a lot of people have big targets and it takes a lot of action every single day to really make sure we're on track. And then the last thing is I just provide constant support. Like, I had to put my phone in airplane mode to be here because I just get calls, you know, nonstop. Team is reaching out, they're in the field and they're dealing with a client and, you know, they're not really sure how to handle it. They'll give me a call back. So, you know, I'm always there to help them overcome challenges, help them with their mindset. If they're having a bad week, I help them with their personal battles, and I'm just kind of there to support them.
That's really interesting. I'll leave it now to my colleague for the three other questions.
Yeah, awesome. So that was that sounds like a really comprehensive program, and you sound like a really great coach. With that said, so we see that you work a lot with students, and so what are some of the skills you think students should develop that will give them a competitive advantage in the workplace?
That's a really great question. I think when it comes to skills that students should really focus on developing while they're still in school, the ability to problem solve when dealing with adversity, because our lives are always going to throw different kinds of challenges at us. You know, whether it's personal, whether it's stuff with school, whether it's stuff at work. And it's really important for, you know, a person to be able to handle these problems effectively and, you know, be able to deal with things not going always right. So I think that's a really important skill to develop. And when you start running a business, there's constant challenges. You know, a client is dissatisfied with the service, or you have an employee who's quitting, or you have, you know, something not go as well as planned. You constantly have to bounce back. And that's a really important skill, just like being able to bounce back from failure really fast. Another big thing is just the ability to manage your time, right? A lot of people, they want to have multiple priorities going on at all times. And it's really important to develop those time management skills so people could, you know, be able to do more than one thing at the time. And also very important to be able to focus on what we're doing. Because for me, time management equals focus. If people, you know, make a great schedule but don't follow it and they're not focused when they actually, you know, do their tasks, then they're not going to be able to do as much with their time. And then I'd say the last thing is really just the ability to communicate powerfully and ask for what you want, whether it's like asking a client for something, whether it's like asking an employee, whether it's asking a colleague for help, asking for coaching, asking, you know, asking questions. It's really important in life to just be able to ask for what you want and not hold back.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with those skills too. And as a woman in the workplace, was it hard to build a successful career? And if you have like faced any obstacles, how did you overcome those obstacles?
Yeah, that's a great question. And of course, like I've been more in the construction world, you know, I've been running a painting and window cleaning company for the past 5 summers, you know, and I know sometimes when I show up to estimates with clients, they'll ask me like, hey, like, how do you plan on going on a ladder? Or how do you plan on like cleaning my window? It's on the third story. Like, have you ever used a ladder before? And, you know, sometimes I have some clients kind of making some comments because, you know, usually in the construction world, there's a lot more males. So sometimes they're a bit surprised when I show up at their door with a big smile and I'm, you know, ready to kind of walk around the house. There's this much snow on the ground. And, you know, sometimes they're definitely surprised. And I find when I learned how to become really assertive, very confident, you know, talk about what's really going on, a lot more people listened to me, took me a lot more seriously. So I think building our confidence, you know, and really making sure we're assertive and we're communicating whatever it is that we want to say, that's like number one. And then, you know, that way, again, more people are willing to listen, and it's a lot easier to influence others and make people feel really comfortable around us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for sharing that. And then to end this podcast, we want to ask you a question. So do you have any advice you want to give to our listeners? So it could be like a professional or personal oriented.
Yeah, I guess my biggest piece of advice is get experience while you're still in university. Because I started JMSB, I was an HR student, and I thought, okay, like, I love people, I'm going to be able to kind of do interviews, and that's going to be my passion. And when I started running my business, that was not it. You know, I liked doing interviews, but I was way more into sales and marketing and acquiring clients and selling big projects. Like, that was a lot more rewarding to me. So by really gaining experience while I was in university, I was able to switch majors and actually figure out, okay, this is a better path for me. And I was also able to really, you know, find out, what do I like in business and what do I not like? So by really gaining experience, again, I was able to kind of figure out a path instead of finishing school and doing a lot of trial and error for a lot of years. And then I think another really important piece of advice that someone told me when I, you know, joined university is surround yourself with like-minded individuals. So, you know, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with the most. So it's important to remember that, because the goal is really to be surrounded by people who have the same aspirations, same goals, same ambitions, you know. And I used to ask advice to a lot of different people, and I started thinking, you know what, I should be really taking advice from people who have a life that I want to live. You know, the people that are really my role models, those are the people I should really take their advice from. And yeah, so that's really important. And of course, taking some risks, getting outside of our comfort zone, you know, and relationships are everything. So keep an open mind when you're meeting people. You have no idea if you're going to maybe have an opportunity for them later on, or they could be a potential client, or they could be a potential employee. You know, you never know where life brings you. So just wherever you go, whatever you do, remember, relationships are everything. Be likable, be kind, meet people, ask questions, and just have an impact wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love the be kind part. Yeah. So thank you, Alexandra, for coming on and sharing your insights with us. And with that, it's the end of our podcast.
Thank you.